This is the audio guide for getting started in Core Exiles Part 1. In this guide, I will just be going over how to create your account and then how to turn on compatibility view with Internet Explorer if that's what you choose to use as I do. There will be some stuff not covered in the audio section of this guide that is up on the website in Part 1. The main thing is how to create a shortcut for Internet Explorer with no add-ons for Windows 10. I'm using Windows 7 and that process doesn't actually work for me, so you'll just have to follow the steps on the text guide if you want to do it in Windows 10. If you're not using Internet Explorer, it doesn't matter to you at all. If you're using Windows 7 and you want to use Internet Explorer with no add-ons, all you gotta do is open up your start menu and type in NO space ADD. That'll open it right up. I need to get to my... I'm gonna hit Alt-N and Escape to get rid of that notification bar letting me know that I'm running it with no add-ons. I clearly already know that. Now what I'm gonna do is just go to coreexiles.com. And on this page, there are a whole bunch of headings, as you can hear. What I'm going to do is just hit Control-F and search Create. You see this heading level 2, Create Account, down arrow. Create 2. It's a pretty bad labeled link, but it works. And then from here, I'm going to hit Control-Home-B. You can read through the terms on your own terms. I'm not going to do it. And from here, what I'm going to do is hit Control-Home, hit E. That'll bring me to the captain's name, edit field. I need to think of a name. I'll be toilet. Email. Edit. After, we'll just type in Screen. You would type in holiday here, because I'm recommending you, H-O-L-I-D-A-Y, but I can't do that, because I am me. Alright, and I'm going to hit the button to create my account. We're not going to read that. Alright, I'm going to copy this randomly generated password. Not including the parentheses. Copy that.
Chosen captain name of the password, booth 27 QT, all done, welcome to Core Exiles, go to login button.
And I'm hitting B.
Enter. Core Exiles, meet your destiny. Core Exiles.
So I'm not actually going to log in right now. What I'm going to do is set up compatibility view and then guide 2 I'll actually log in and go over the next steps. First things first, this browser window I'm in won't allow me to... Everything's read-only in the address bar and I can't hit like Alt-T or anything like that. So I'm going to close this window and back on the main Core Exiles page. I'm going to hit Alt-T and then B for compatibility view. Now what I want to do is add Core Exiles to my compatibility view settings. The first edit field I'm on is called Add This Website. Core Exiles is already there. I'm hitting up arrow to select it. Alright, and now I can search on this main Core Exiles launch page or landing page to launch. And you can go ahead and add this to your bookmarks. This is where you would actually log in every time. And that is all there is to part 1 of this guide. I'm going to go ahead and move on to part 2, and I will catch you there.